Okay. I saw something today on Twitter that I thought was very interesting. There was a tweet. Somebody was suggesting we really need to embrace people where they are. But I loved your challenge to that. Your response was, we need to meet people where they are. That sounds nice. But what is it that Jesus did? Did he rather call them away from where they were? Right? Isn't that the struggle that's happening? We want to be accepting of folks, but not lead them where they
are.
That
is precisely the point. If we believe in our teaching, and if we believe in the teaching means believing in Jesus and what Jesus wants us, and he wants to show us how to be true men, true women, and we've got to go there. And one of the first things Jesus did was to challenge us to repentance. In other words, where we were, he was not satisfied with us. He met us where we were, but he called us to come elsewhere. Now, I understand that that quote has been seen as if I was criticizing or reprimanding Father Rosica. And he was quoting somebody, and the second half of the quote was left out.
Uh-huh.
And that was precisely what I said. He had said that himself in his quote. So I think it's one of those unfortunate things where the media has become so bite-sized,
everything sound
conditioned, sound bites that you
it's hard to evangelize that way, isn't it?
I'm actually finding it quite challenging on Twitter to condense your thoughts in such a way that you get the essence down and you don't leave out the trimmings.
I would encourage all of our listeners and viewers to follow you on Twitter, because I do, and it's very inspirational, and you're not too afraid to take on the most challenging issues of the day. But before we have to let you go, I wanted to ask you,